Isn't it amazing how the human body automatically adapts and attunes its senses to suit differing conditions? Even more remarkable is the fact that we have evolved to recognise the need to sometimes override this automation, to consciously make adjustments, and use systems to ensure more accurate interpretations of our surroundings. Recently, I stumbled across an article written to help dentists select the correct matching shade of false teeth. A maximum of 7 seconds is recommended to be spent gazing at different shades, because after this time, the eye will adjust, making the matching process very difficult. It's similar with the colour temperature of light. Our eyes and brains automatically adjust to the 3200 Kelvin of household lamps, as they also do in the 9000 Kelvin that sunshine can produce. But when scenes are recorded using the precise, unwavering properties of film or video, then filters or white balance are employed. But it's not only visual things. When I was a child, I thought my first experience of thunder was a much-amplified game of Skittles played out on the acoustic wooden alley in the pub across the road. My illusions were shattered during later thunderstorms when I noticed the accompanying flashes and realised they heralded a far more powerful and real phenomenon. Rattle and shake a large piece of sheet metal in a particular way in front of a group of people, and they will hear a large piece of sheet metal being rattled. But if you record the sound of the same event, hide the metal and play back the recording with images of sky and intermittent flashes, they will swear it's real thunder. Mind, body, oral and visual association. A large club on planet Earth.